When I learned that the Skyway Diner had gone out of business, my thoughts immediately went back to December 26, 2003. I'd been returning from a holiday visit to some friends in Central Jersey. As I drove north, it seemed like the perfect time to finally visit the Skyway Diner in South Kearney. Maybe you remember it from The Sopranos. Christopher was gunned down outside the diner in season 2. Now, I'd driven past the eatery on several occasions, though almost always by accident due to its out-of-the-way location, just off truck Route 109 North and directly beneath the Pulaski Skyway. It very much looked like my sort of place. Though open 24 hours a day on weekdays, it seemed to always be closed when I did my weekend wanderings. At long last, I had my chance. Though the Skyway clearly catered to a rough-and-tumble trucking clientele, it was pretty cozy inside. Fake wood paneling, aqua booth cushions, ceiling fans, hanging plants. I enjoyed a grilled cheese and disco fries. And upon finishing my meal on that long-ago day after Christmas, I headed to the men's room. As I reached the door leading to the restrooms, a woman stepped out. This was curious. I had been one of the only people in the place and definitely hadn't noticed her before. So she must have been in the restroom area the entire time. She was ultra-thin, was missing some teeth, and was dressed in shabby layers. Honestly, she could have passed for an extra on the wire. "Mister, you want a date?" No thank you," I said, somewhat taken aback. You got a truck?" "No," I told her, and I scurried away. Now, I assumed that was that, but after I paid my bill and stepped outside, there once again was my restroom friend. "You don't want a date?" "No, it's okay," I reiterated. "Thank you, though." "Can I have a dollar for the bus?" I gave her a dollar. "I'll do a b- for $8. It's okay," I said. I'm sick. I tend to make odd excuses to avoid hurting people's feelings.
You got AIDS?"
No, I clarified. Just a cold flu thing."
"You can use my Medicaid card," she offered, then thought about it for a moment and added, "but you'll have to act like a lady."
Taking my leave of the Skyway Diner on that late December night, the thought, "I just had a conversation with a crack whore," did admittedly cross my mind. But something greater is ultimately what stayed with me after thinking about that Medicaid comment. This woman, clearly down on her luck, made a selfless, generous offer to a complete stranger who she felt was in need. All kidding aside, isn't that what the holidays are really about? Merry Christmas.